Okay, let's get right to hour number two. Deborah Tavares is back tonight. She of StopTheCrime.net, and I hope you'll visit the site. It is really a powerhouse of truth and reality and wisdom and insight into what is going on here. And what is going on here is, quite frankly, as you heard last night, and if you've been listening to Deborah at all on this and other programs, we are the enemy. We are literally the enemy, and war is being waged against us 24 hours a day. If you go to StopTheCrime.net, just click on Deborah's name. I want you to look at the full load of the page. Just go right down below the horizontal scroll, and you'll see on the right there the NASA logo. NASA, Future of Warfare Document. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more tonight, and then some other things as well. Deborah Tavares has absorbed an enormous amount of information. She has begun to make more and more appearances on radio. Her name is now being linked commonly to what is most important. She just went up and did an interview with Barry Trower in Portland recently. He came over from England. Barry, of course, the pioneer of, in many ways, electronic warfare techniques, EMF. And that's an interview you can see on StopTheCrime.net. Let's get right to it and say hello and welcome back to Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for having me back on again tonight. And I can only tell you, since doing a number of radio shows, I'm getting some extremely important information from people that listen. In particular, many people that are electronically targeted and or stalked by government agencies.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, hundreds of thousands of people all over the planet. And my major alert for everyone tonight, and of course we will be spending time with the NASA document, is to also go to StopTheCrime.net, and right underneath the newly posted artwork that David Dees did with the robot sitting in the chair, giving termination notices to people, which is all true. Of course, we know that increasingly critical, they say on page 66 of the NASA war document, are human limitations and downsides, and they tell us humans are too large, too heavy, too tender.
Too tender.
And they have they're slow physically and mentally, and they cost a lot of money, and they have a negative value added. And, of course, everything now is being benchmarked on value or worth. But right underneath that piece of art is a flashing, and it says, electronic harassment, stalking, mind control, new leaked documents here. And this is the document that I took up to Portland recently when I did the interview with Barry Trower to discuss this. This is massive global mind control frequencies. Now being amped up globally. And everyone needs to understand what you're going to hear this evening about targeted people that have been electronically and remotely targeted for decades. This is going to happen to each and every one of you to a certain degree. This is about thought control. This is about gaining your obedience by changing your moods and your thinking. And this is being amped up. We're all, of course, under multiple degrees of mind control. We always have been because of the media. But it's most important to understand that. And what's interesting that I found, Jeff, in the book called Between Two Ages that Brzezinski wrote, he, of course, was the founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller.
Sure.
And he said that they were excited about artificially excited electronic stroke.
Oh, were they?
Using as a form of assassination.
Mm-hmm.
This is on page 57 of Between Two Ages. They say using the environment to manipulate behavior for national advantages, a system that would seriously impair the brain performance of very large populations. And they went on to talk about how timed artificially excited electronic strokes could lead to a pattern of oscillations that produce relatively high power levels over certain regions of the Earth.
Hmm.
Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, what we have all observed is a proliferation of installed and or deployed cell phone towers and antennas. And I can say that right now, this is proving to be the method in which psychotronic warfare and thought intrusion can be most easily delivered. All of the wireless, which would also include your smart meters, because, of course, smart meters are being sold to save you energy, which, in fact, it has nothing to do with saving you any money at all. It's a network of frequencies that has been planned to structure thought patterns of ordinary Americans.
You know, at least, Deborah, you can see smart meters when they're installed on homes, but trying to see microwave EMF antennas for cell phones is a real tricky proposition now. Now, there is a website you can go, and if you folks think that you don't have any antenna in your neighborhood, I'm using the term in the plural, you better guess again. Give us that website where they can go look and dial in their address.
AntennaSearch.com.
Yeah.
And I would recommend everyone...
That's a shocker.
It is a shock. It will show you, you'll key in two opportunities, one for cell phone towers, one for cell towers, and one for antennas. Download those and keep them in a safe place and know where the towers are nearest your home, because those are the weaponized technologies that Brzezinski talked about, and the documents, the NASA war document on page 98, says the use of towers and microwave frequencies. They know exactly what these frequencies do to us. In fact, on page 50, I believe it is, of the NASA war document, they talk about the effects of low-powered microwave frequencies, and they say, they admit that it will cause behavioral problems, seizures, gross alteration in brain function, and 30 to 100% increases in brain blood flow and cause lethality and or death. They tell us that. There is no more guessing what this is all about. It is written. It's in all the military documents, in the Fort Meade military document. They tell us 100% mm-hmm. of the population will be affected. That is you. That is your neighbor. And sadly, there are far too many people right now that have been targeted and experimented on for years, decades. And experimenting is over. It is now over. And this is now becoming the method in which they will bring about compliance of the global population, as they said in Brzezinski's book, for the purpurposes of obedience and following the New World Order.
Right.
That's what this is about.
Yeah, all the groundwork was done with the early programs like MKUltra, Project Monarch, and now they've taken that, of course. They still do have their mind-controlled slaves and servants, which they can use to perpetrate any number of unbelievable crimes, mass shootings, robberies, crime, criminality. It doesn't matter. They can do anything they want. They learned how to do it on the individual level, and now they've ramped that up, and they have extended it with this incredible... Remember, the technology is exploding in months instead of decades. They have
Absolutely.
Technology now that is so far down the road that they can indeed do what Deborah is saying and are, in fact, employing it.
We're in an invisible modern-day concentration camp, and we are being imprisoned with frequencies we do not see. It's like corralling your dog in an electronic fence.
Yeah, electric
fence. You can't
see
it.
Sure.
And that's exactly what's happening to all of us. We're having cell phone towers along all our major freeways. They're disguised. They're hidden. When you do the antennasearch.com, you will see that they say stealth and or hidden in and on that website. And I can tell you also, I found that they are hiding towers inside mobile oil gas signs in gas stations. They're disguising them in flagpoles, in church steeples.
Church steeples. God's own house. A microwave dissemination center.
Wow. Yes, and more importantly, of course, Jeff, is the fact that because of the economy being the way it is, they are siting towers on our first responders, on police, on properties, police station, fire station.
They can take their pick. They can go to any building owner and say, here, how would you like $50,000 a year or whatever they're going to pay them?
That's exactly right.
How much money do they have? As much as they need.
That's exactly right. And in fact, they're also locating them in schools. Now, people ask, well, why in schools? Well, this is to essentially create mind control for students because we now have the new Common Core curriculum. They're bringing in Wi-Fi. When I spoke with Barry Trower, and you'll see it in the interview on StopTheCrime.net, Wi-Fi is a known weaponized frequency. A known weaponized frequency. They're moving into all of our schools. You add that to the cell phone towers now that you're seeing on many school campuses. They're just bringing us down. This is a complete wireless takedown. And on top of all the GMOs and all of the other poisons and toxins that interact with all of these frequencies, they all interact. And it is a complete, total, and numbing down of society. In fact, in the Aquarius group briefing that we were going to talk a little bit about tonight, which dovetails into the NASA war document, they told us there that, and you can find this document at the very top of StopTheCrime.net, and I want to add, all of these documents are free downloads for those that can do that. If you're unable to download any of these documents for free, you can call the print shop, and they will print them off, and for print cost and postage, you can order any document you would like that you're hearing us talk about this evening, and the phone number for that is area code 707-586-9558. Once again, 707-586-9558. But in this secret document that was recently revealed to us, Jeff, it's the Aquarius Group operations briefing.
Mm-hmm.
And on page one of that, it's a 50-page document. On page one, they talk about electromagnetic radio wave and microwave pulsed mind warfare, how it has great advantages in that it's desired subject. It can pinpoint a desired subject mm-hmm. or an entire population.
Mm-hmm.
And people do not realize that this is even being implemented. This is part of the silent weapons system. That is the Declaration of War, the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, again, on StopTheCrime.net. This is a declaration of war. And, Jeff, I'm going to jump onto page four real quick of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document because everyone needs to, of course, read this. It's also up on our website as a YouTube so that you can actually listen to it being read to you. But on page four, it says, this, of course, is a technical manual, and it was put together in the 40s and 50s, and it's fully implemented now. And it is exactly what the thinking of the international bankers are. It is a technical manual to subvert history and law, create global manipulation, enslavement, and mass genocide. And they tell us on page four that this document must be secured from public scrutiny. But they go on to tell us this. The solution to today's problems require an approach which is ruthlessly candid, with no agonizing over religion, moral, or cultural values. You have been selected for this project because your ability to look at human society with cold objectivity and yet analyze and discuss your observations and conclusions with others of similar intellectual capability without the loss of discretion or humanity. Such virtues are exercised in your own best interest. Do not deviate from them. This is why they have the cremation of care every year at Bohemian Grove.
Sure.
They cremate their care. And this document is what this grove moves forward on. It's what the Brookings Institute is behind. All the major corporations are in this silent weapons assault and attack upon global humanity. And the definition, of course, for the silent weapons attack, it is a stealth attack. They use subversive methods where people don't even realize they're being subdued by a weapon. They tell us on page 8 of the document that it is a biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of individuals.